الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اتلو ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي My respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you with the Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on all of you. The topic of this morning's talk is Salah, the programming towards righteousness. Most of the people, they translate Salah into English as the prayer. The prayer is not the exact translation of the Arabic word Salah, because to pray means to beseech, to ask earnestly, like how you pray or beseech in a court of law. To pray means to supplicate, to ask for help. The dua is the supplication, the prayer. Salah is not merely to pray. It means much more than that. Because in Salah, besides asking for help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we Muslims, we also praise Him. We also receive guidance from Him. And the Salah simultaneously is a sort of programming. It is a conditioning, or in layman's terminology, it is brainwashing. But if someone is going to offer Salah, and if a person asks him, that where are you going? And if he says he's going for brainwashing, or if he's going for programming, it will sound odd. Therefore, I personally do not mind if people use the word prayer for the Arabic word Salah. But they should remember that Salah is much more than merely to pray. The moment you hear the word programming, you start thinking of a computer. If you allow me to call the human being a machine, I would say it's the most complicated machine on the face of the earth. It is much more complicated than the most advanced computer in the world. And we human beings, we are the ashraful makhluqat, the best of creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Holy Quran says in At-Tin, chapter number 95, verse number 4, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ That verily, we have created the human beings in the best of molds. The psychologists, they tell us that our mind is not directly under our control. The body is directly under our control. If I want to lift my hand, I can lift it. If I want to bring it down, I can bring it down. If I want to take a step forward, I can take it. The body is directly under our control. But the mind is not directly under our control. Therefore, most of us, we might have experienced that while we offer Salah, our mind keeps on wandering. And suppose, if a student, after appearing for his examination, if he offers Salah, he starts reviewing his examination paper in the Salah. He starts thinking that the answer I gave to question 2, instead of this, I should have written that. If a businessman offers Salah, he starts thinking that how much profit have I made today? How much goods did I sell? If a housewife, if she offers Salah, she may start thinking that what should I cook for my husband? Should I cook biryani or should I cook pulao? It's very common that during salah, our mind keeps on wandering. Why does the mind wander? The reason is because our mind is empty. And a mind cannot remain empty. Therefore, it wanders. Most of the Muslims, they know the basic things that we recite in our salah. The Surah Fatiha and the few verses of the Holy Quran or the short surahs of the Holy Quran which we recite in the salah. We Muslims, we recite it so mechanically that even if you wake up a Muslim from the middle of his sleep and ask him to recite Surah Fatiha, he can do it 100 miles per hour. It's mechanical. And because it is mechanical, only a minute portion of a mind is utilized in reciting the mechanical portion, which we know by heart. That is Surah Fatiha and the other verses of the Holy Quran. Most of us Muslims, since we are non-Arabs, we don't understand Arabic as a language. And because we don't understand what we are reciting in our salah, there are high possibilities of our mind wandering. Therefore, to prevent our mind from wandering, we should recite the Arabic portion and simultaneously recall the meaning of the things you are reciting in the salah. If you know English, recall the English translation. If you know Urdu, recall the Urdu translation. If you know Hindi, recall it in Hindi. If you know Marathi, recall it in Marathi. If you know Gujarati, recall it in Gujarati. Recall the meaning of the things you are reciting in the language you understand best. For example, when we recite Surah Fatiha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Most merciful, most gracious. Maliki Yawmiddin. The master of the day of judgment. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Thee alone we worship, thee alone we ask for help. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight path. إِذِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْأَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. The path of those who have earned thine favor and of those whose path is not wrought nor who go astray. When we recite the Surah Fatiha or the other verses in Arabic, simultaneously recall the meaning and your mind will not wander. Because, again your mind is occupied in recalling the meaning of the Arabic portion that you are reciting in your salah. But, after a few weeks, a few months, even this becomes mechanical. Your mind is very powerful. You recite the Arabic portion and recall the meaning because the mind is very powerful and again there are chances your mind will divert. But there are less chances, because a little portion of your mind is occupied in reciting the Arabic portion, and another portion of your mind is occupied in recalling the meaning. There are less chances it will divert, but yet it may wander. To prevent your mind from wandering, besides reciting the Arabic portion and recalling the meaning, you should even concentrate on what you are reciting and recalling. A human being cannot concentrate 100% on two different things. He can concentrate 50% on two different things, or 80%, 20%, but 100% on two different things he can't concentrate. So the more you concentrate, the less your mind will wander. So to prevent your mind from wandering, you should recite the Arabic portion, recall its meaning, and concentrate on the meaning. Then inshallah, your mind will not wander. I started my talk
by quoting a verse from the Holy Quran, from Surah An-Kabut, chapter number 29, verse number 45, which says, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitabi, waqim salata, inna salata tanha anil fahishai wal munkar." Which means, recite of what we have sent by inspiration of the book to thee, and establish regular prayers. For verily, prayers restrain you from shameful and unjust deeds. The Holy Quran says that salah restrains you from shameful and unjust deeds. As I mentioned earlier, salah is a sort of programming. It's a programming towards righteousness. And we Muslims, we are programmed 5 times a day in our salah. And we ask for guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answers. He programs us towards righteousness. For example, the Imam, after Surah Fatiha, he may recite Surah Maida, chapter number 5, verse number 90, which says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amun, O you who believe, innamal khamru wal maithiru, most certainly intoxicants and gambling, wal ansabu wal azlam, dedication of stones, divination of arrows, rishtum min amali shaitan, these are Satan's handiwork, fashtanibu lalakum tuflihun, abstain from these handiwork that you may prosper." Here we are being programmed in the salah that you should abstain from intoxicants, from gambling, from idol worship, from fortune telling, because these are Satan's handiwork. The Imam, he may recite after Surah Fatiha, Surah Maida, chapter number 5, verse number 3, which says, "Hurrimat alaykumul maitutu waddamu walahmul khinzir, kama uhilla li ghairillah bih, forbidden for you for food are dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and any food on which any name besides Allah has been invoked." Here we are being programmed in the salah that the foods that you should never have, the forbidden foods are dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and any food on which any name besides Allah has been invoked on it. We are being programmed towards righteousness. The Imam, after Surah Fatiha, he may recite Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse number 20-24, which says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for you that you worship none but Him, and that you be kind to your parents. And if any one of them, or both of them, reach old age, do not say a word of contempt. Don't even say off to them. But address them with humility, and lower your wing of kindness to them, and pray to the Lord that have mercy on them as they cherished me in childhood. We are being programmed that we have to be good to your parents. And if any one of them, or both of them, reach old age, yet you should not even say off to them. We have been programmed in our salah. The computer normally requires programming only once. But since the human mind has a free will of its own, which the computer doesn't have, the human beings have to be programmed regularly. Because the amount of wrong things we see around us in the society, like eavesdropping, bribing, cheating, robbing, alcoholism, drug addiction, molestation, there are high chances that our mind can get deprogrammed. Therefore, we have to be kept on being regularly programmed to keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the straight path. Some people may ask that, why don't you offer salah only once? Why offer 5 times a day?